Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. Hello, my chickens. So you are very used to hearing my voice here on this podcast. Today, you're going to hear something a little bit different, and I am going to be sharing some of the stories of my students who have gone through the Clutch, who have joined the Clutch, which is my feminist monthly coaching program, and have really dug deep into the tools on a level beyond the podcast, right? And have been able to use all of the workbooks and exercises and practices in the Clutch, who've been able to get coaching and personal help with whatever they're kind of struggling with, have gotten support from coaches or from me or from each other on where they're stuck, what they're missing, how they could think a different thought about this, whatever this is. So I wanted you to hear their stories because I think my story is incredible, but I think their stories are incredible. And everyone who really takes this work and changes their life is incredible. And I'm inspired by my students all the time. And so I wanted you to get to experience some of that inspiration too. And I want you to listen to this with the ear of looking for what you can use as well. Because every time you hear me talk about what the work I've done, you pick something up that you can use. And the same is true for the Clutch Chickens as well. Everything you hear in this episode that they have accomplished with thought work, you can go into it looking to compare and despair, or you can go into it thinking, if that's possible for them, it's possible for me. What can I learn from this? So that is how I want you to listen to this episode. And if you want some of what they are experiencing, the Clutch is finally open again. We only open to the public twice a year. It has been months since we did it, and this will be the last open for 2022. We won't open again until spring 2023, like another 6 months. So now's the time. If you want 2023 to be awesome, this is the time to do it. And you can join us by texting your email to +1-347-934-8861, +1-347-934-8861, or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/clutch. unfuckyourbrain.com/clutch. It has been so noticeable to me over the past few weeks or months when there's so much going on in the world and the headlines are scary and people are kind of worried about the future, to see the difference between the conversations in the rest of my social media where people feel really powerless and scared and overwhelmed and don't know what to do and are kind of shutting down, and in the Clutch where people are directing their own lives and kind of cultivating the resourcefulness and the decisiveness and the personal power to, you know, flow with and rise above, depending on whatever circumstances they're facing, and who have that rock solid belief that they can handle whatever comes, they can figure out how to get through a loved one's illness, they can make more money if there's a recession, they can figure it out. And that is the kind of freedom and power that I want all of you to experience. So listen up, because here are some stories read by my team members of students who are beautiful, bold, inspiring, and just like you.
I started listening to the podcast in 2018. It took me until January 2021 to finally join the Clutch. My honest thought about not joining was something along the lines of, there can't be that much more value in joining the clutch than what I'm getting out of the podcast. Boy, was I wrong. I have been diving deep into creating models ever since I joined this amazing community. And truly, without the clutch, I would have never grasped how to do this effectively just by listening to the podcast alone. As Kara says, you take the work deeper in the clutch. Long story short, this work is truly life-changing, and I'm so excited to continue to apply these lessons I have learned to my life every single day. Thank you so much, Kara, for creating such an amazing tool and community us women can use to change the fucking world.
I think the biggest thing is that I have space and quiet in my brain. Like, all of that hurrying and worrying and anxiety and running around has been replaced with a brain that is allowed to think what it wants, a body that is willing to feel and process emotions, and a calm that everything will work out as it needs to. I'm letting life happen and also working towards the things I actually want. It's been beautiful.
Being in the clutch has retrained my brain in ways I don't ever want to unlearn. Each day, my brain happily offers me different thoughts to think and words of encouragement that I wasn't aware were even available to me and wasn't in the habit of providing me before. The training here has encouraged me to be the architect of my own perceptions, which has offered me the ability to not only see new doors, but to open them, and the awareness that I can create new doors myself.
My life didn't change. I did. My experience of my life is much more enjoyable. But looking from the outside, you maybe wouldn't know it. Same job, same relationships, same friendships, same salary. But my experience of those things and myself is delicious.
So I originally joined the clutch to work on my money mindset, and I had never made more than $50,000 in a year. Even if I would get jobs or get a slight raise, something would always happen on my taxes. It would never be more than $50,000. I'm currently about to finish negotiating an offer. I'm making $120,000 a year now, working 4 days a week, and I have my dream job. So I'm super excited about that.
I completed my dissertation on time, secured my dream job, have become more open and compassionate with friends and family. But mostly, I feel more calm and at ease in my life. Learning the model and this way of relating to my emotions has made me feel at home with myself in a way that I never had before. It's helped me learn to trust myself and trust the experiences I can create with my thoughts and feelings. That has been life-changing.
I joined the clutch about 2 months ago. I had been listening to the podcast since January 2021, and every time I heard Kara pitch the clutch and how it was so much more than just listening to the podcast, I really couldn't understand how it could be that different. Even though I was curious, I kept telling myself I didn't have the money to join. Back in June, I heard that the clutch was open again, and I waited till the last day, but then I just went for it. And let me say that now I know exactly what she means when she says, if you love what you're learning on the podcast, you've got to join the clutch. I'm very slowly working through the lessons, but I feel like I've made so much progress in such a short amount of time.
This might sound really corny, but when I go to the clutch site, I start tearing up in a good way, because it speaks so directly and honestly to the challenges I feel right now. I feel hugely relieved to have access to a set of tools and a community that will support me in my sense of insecurity and uncertainty about my work. I have a therapist and I have wonderful friends, but the site speaks most directly to what I need right now. So thanks.
Since I joined the clutch, my life has literally changed in every way possible. I began the process of healing my childhood trauma. I left a marriage that was no longer serving me. I quit my job in the heat of the pandemic. I got certified as a life coach and completely changed my money story. I've become best friends with my ex-husband. I quit all substances I was using to cope. And I did all this while watching my dear friend die of cancer, putting my beloved dog of 15 years down, and recovering from reconstructive knee surgery. I share this because one of these life circumstances would have sent me emotionally spiraling pre-clutch. But learning the art of processing and accepting my emotions allowed me to grieve in a beautiful, clean way. But the most important progress I have made is the relationship I have with myself. I've changed the voice inside my head from an abusive asshole to a fierce and nurturing best friend. This has changed everything. from how I dress to who I spend time with, what I focus on, the decisions I make, and on and on and on.
All right, my chickens, I really can't say it any better than that. What I love about The Clutch is that people are coming from so many different backgrounds and communities and with so many different identities and with so many different challenges, and everyone is working through them in such a beautiful, grounded, space-holding, messy, imperfect human way. But one of the posts that someone made in the Facebook group recently and during the Claim Your Authority Challenge was actually all about how they were kind of shocked because they had never been in a group and a community that was so large and diverse in so many different ways, and where there was no judgment, there was no lecturing, there was no just telling other people your opinion or giving advice. Everybody was actually showing up to engage with thought work and engage with these tools in a really kind of authentic and honest and vulnerable and supportive way. And that's actually something I'm so incredibly proud of having helped to create, but I'm not the one doing it. It's really the incredible people in The Clutch. I mean, I set the tone and the expectation, but all of you who are in it are the ones who create that like incredibly special experience and place that I really don't think there's anything else like it in the world. I've never been in another group of people that was more than about five people where people didn't start having trauma. So the fact that so many people, so many women from across the world, so many people socialized as women are showing up to hold what is really kind of, I mean, the word sacred is a little weird for me because I'm not really a spiritual person, but there is something like special about it, about a place where it's safe for women to show up and be transparent and honest and messy and vulnerable and authentic and actually be doing the work to change, and where there isn't drama and there isn't complaining and there isn't whining and there isn't kind of disempowerment. There's just more and more space and grace for the human experience and more empowerment to create the results and outcomes we want. And those two things go hand in hand. So if I have any pitch for The Clutch, it is those two things are the same. Learning to hold more and more space for your messy, complex, beautiful human experience is exactly the same thing as learning how to create a more and more amazing, wild outcomes in your own life. Those two things are identical. You cannot have one without the other. And so that is the heart of what we're doing with this work. And I want you to come do it with us if this speaks to you. And if you're listening to the podcast, then it does. If you've been in before and you are thinking, I kind of want to come back, come on back. Especially if you were in before last April, we have revamped the entire Clutch since then. We have all of these new programs. We have all these new courses and modules. It's a whole different structure. We have really up-leveled all of the teaching in it really well. It's just like a whole new ballgame. And lots of people have come back who had been in and learned some stuff and then felt like they'd kind of completed their journey. They're back on a whole new journey because all of the work is so different and evolved and at the next level. And if you're just starting out, it's the best place to start. So come join us. Text your email to +1-347-934-8861. That's +1-347-934-8861. And the URL, if you just want to go straight there, is unfuckyourbrain.com/clutch. We're closing on November 8th, and we won't open again until about 6 months from now, next April. A lot of shit can happen between now and 6 months from now in your life, in the world. And I want you to be riding the top of that, surfing that wave, not drowning in it. So come. +1-347-934-8861. Text us your email address. We'll send you the link. Or unfuckyourbrain.com/clutch. Doors are closing November 8th. So hustle on over, chicken. I don't know how chickens hustle. They waddle, they scurry, whatever they do, do that. I'll see you there. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate, parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialized as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.